This is your WCFW Daily News Roundup for 105.7 CFW in Chippewa Falls and 93.5 The Tap in Eau Claire.
For 105.7 CFW News, I'm James Kelly. The Chippewa County Department of Administration has announced the county will officially take over operations of the former Rod and Gun boat landing on Lake Wissota, ensuring public access to the boat landing and Lake Wissota year-round. According to a press release, under the new lease agreement with Xcel Energy, the site will now be known as the Lake Wissota Reserve Boat Landing. County officials previously estimated that taking over the boat landing's operations would cost a little over $14,000 in annual expenses, but could bring in $17,000 in revenue. Under a resolution passed earlier this year, Chippewa County will also establish a dedicated account to cover maintenance and upgrades at the boat landing with a cap of $50,000. County officials say the agreement with Xcel Energy operates on a year-to-year lease, so if they don't get the benefits they're hoping for, they can simply let the boat landing go. They also say residents won't notice any significant changes in how the site operates, as they will maintain the current fee structure of $5 per day or $30 annually to use it. The City of Altoona has approved funding for a number of improvements and maintenance projects at the Yard Container Park. The Container Park on Division Street officially opened last summer, using old shipping containers as retail spaces for local businesses. The site also includes a stage area for live music and some green space for local residents to enjoy. The Altoona City Council approved a total of $75,000 in funding for the site, which will go towards things like maintenance needs and purchasing new equipment to expand programming and recreational options. The roughly three-year project faced a number of regulatory hurdles during its development, but has quickly become a popular local destination for residents to spend their time during the warmer months. It also provides local entrepreneurs with a great opportunity to grow their new businesses and establish a strong customer base before moving their operations into a more permanent location in the region. City of Altoona officials are hoping that the site will continue to grow and serve as a catalyst for revitalizing the downtown area. For 105.7 CFW News, I'm James Kelly.
With Civic Media News, I'm Terry Miller. At least 13 tornadoes hit Wisconsin Friday as storms brought more damage, flooding, hail, and power outages across the state. The hardest hit area was Marathon County, where an EF3 tornado damaged or destroyed at least 75 homes in the village of Ringle. Officials say no one was killed or seriously hurt, but crews spent the weekend rescuing people trapped and clearing debris. Flood warnings are still up in several counties, and some communities are dealing with evacuation orders as rivers keep rising. Storm damage was also reported in parts of southern and southeast Wisconsin, including Rock, Walworth, Racine, and Waukesha counties. Further north, crews are still surveying damage in central Wisconsin and up through Oconto County. The DNR is warning that heavy rain and flooding could contaminate private wells across the state. Officials say flood water and runoff may carry bacteria and other contaminants that can affect drinking water and increase the risk of illness. Private well owners are urged to test water, especially if they notice changes in taste, color, or sediment. People are advised to stop using contaminated water, disinfect wells, and test them before use. Authorities say public water systems remain safe, but warn contamination is possible. Around 1,000 animal rights activists were hit with tear gas and rubber bullets during a failed attempt to raid a Dane County Beagle Research Lab Saturday. The protesters targeted Ridgeland Farms in Blue Mounds, a breeder for medical research, and attempted to rescue the dogs. Officials say protesters brought tools to break in, and one person drove a truck through the front gate. Law enforcement and private security stopped the attempt, arresting at least 26 people. Authorities say no animals were taken from the facility. The lab is set to surrender its breeding license later this year after a special prosecutor found it had performed experiments that constituted animal mistreatment. More news is available at civicmedia.us.
The Brewers' road trip continues. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball. The Brewers have the night off and head to Detroit, where they'll face the Tigers tomorrow night. The crew left Miami with a series win, but not a sweep, losing to the Marlins Sunday 5-3. Milwaukee got off to a bad start in the first inning. A walk, an error, and then a wild pitch. Pat Murphy's evaluation of starter Jacob Mizorowski.
I thought he did a nice job. He pitched 5 innings, 9 punch-outs. The leadoff walks hurt him. That's unacceptable. Please throw a ball great, but we didn't make a play for him, and I just try to settle him down and say, hey, look, give up a run or two, that's fine, and stay in the game and we'll come back and win. But I thought he threw the ball good, and I think he learned something today about it.
NBA, 2 years ago, Milwaukee's Con Knipple led Wisconsin Lutheran High to an undefeated season and state basketball title. Last night, the 20-year-old, now with the Charlotte Hornets, named one of three finalists as the NBA Rookie of the Year with Sports on Mike Clemens.
It is going to be mostly sunny today with a high in the mid-50s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low dropping into the low 40s. Tomorrow, lots of sunshine with a high in the low to mid-70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
That's your WCFW and the Tap Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WCFW.FM or thetap.FM.